This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Our next guest is a comedian who co-founded a collective of queer and non-binary comedians, the LOL Word, and a couple of years ago supported fellow comedian Ed Gamble on his tour of the UK. And last year she returned to the Edinburgh Fringe with her new show that she's bringing to this year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It's called If You Can't Say Anything Nice. Welcome to Joy Drive, Chloe Betts.
Hello. Thanks so much for having me.
Before anything else, congratulations also on being part of the Netflix special, Gender Agenda. What's that been like?
Oh, so cool. So it was this cool Netflix thing that Hannah Gadsby kind of headed up and fronted as a response to the kind of Dave Chappelle transphobia stuff on Netflix. And they basically went, well, what do you want to make to Hannah? And they said, oh, I just want to put together like a mixed bill of sort of, you know, trans, gender non-conforming, non-binary acts, basically so we can show that, yeah, trans stuff is funny, but for the right reasons rather than the wrong reasons. And I didn't really know, when I got approached, I didn't really know what to expect from it. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll do that. And then we did a record of it. So we spent like loads of American comedians came over to the UK and, you know, we spent the whole week together kind of rehearsing, practicing. And we were like, oh, I still don't know what this is going to be. And then we recorded at Ali Pali in North London, which is this like beautiful old sort of like 1,000-seat venue. And it was one of the most special shows I've ever been a part of. And it just really showed that there was such a like, you know, people were crying out for that sort of comedy. And it just felt really special and like it meant a lot to lots of people. So I felt so lucky to be a part of it. And having, you know, your face on a billboard in Times Square and on Sunset Boulevard is also pretty cool.
How did it feel when you saw that?
But I was buzzing. I was like, why am I up there? That's so strange. Like, I'm just, you know, it's that sort of thing can happen to anyone kind of thing. But it does make you think, like, I'm just like from a small town in Kent in England. Like, what? Why is my face up there? That's for like models and stuff like that.
Well, now you're the next step up. You're in the Joy Drive studio.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's what we've all been waiting for. I'm actually feeling a little nervous. I'm feeling like I've made it, if I'm honest.
Now, by your own admission, your fan base largely consists of football lads and gentle, beautiful queers, and that's lovely. How did that happen?
Probably just my personality.
They see the billboard?
Yeah, they saw the billboard. I was like, that looks like you know, a bit of me. So I'm a massive soccer fan and I do sort of lots of kind of football content, but I try and make it as accessible for everyone. So it's kind of like looking at the absurdity of how funny it is that we get so angry about something that's so insignificant and how I can almost have like this outside eye as a sort of queer person who's like doesn't present. I sort of present exactly like what a football fan looks like, but a bloke. That kind of makes me a bit different, right? And then the beautiful, gentle queers are just incredibly supportive and always the best audience members in the whole entire world.
But what I say, I'm thinking there's an opportunity here. You've got two different groups of people and often they fear each other. And I mean, you are the conduit that can potentially bring them together.
Well, yeah, absolutely. That and sort of the way I open the show is saying that it's my dream that those two separate factions, like who only usually have like me in common and the barbers they go to, that it's my dream that they sort of like information share and like, you know, a proper like skinhead footballing geezer could come out as non-binary.
Yeah, and have a cake stall.
Have a lovely cake stall, wear a rainbow, enjoy. There's been this whole scandal in the UK about they accidentally on the New England shirt they accidentally put a rainbow flag and everyone's really upset. And I'm like, embrace the rainbow flag, boys, come on.
Oh, I agree.
Football's the gayest thing you could be a part of.
Exactly. Oh my goodness, it is so gay.
Burly men, burly oiled up men writhing over each other, yes please.
Now, the premise of your show, If You Can't Say Anything Nice, tell us about it.
So it's basically sort of like my first show, Transient, was I kind of try to do a gentle call to arms of the British public and basically say, look, why is everyone being transphobic? You know, it's a tiny minority of people. who are just trying to live their lives, like, why don't we all just chill out? And then, so I tried to be really polite with that, and I sort of got praised by sort of the mainstream press and centrists and the right wing for, you know, being sensible. So, but, you know, over the course of the last year, transphobia has got far worse. Mm. So I thought, well, I tried being polite about it, so now I'm going to try being angry. And that's a kind of springboard to explore how anger functions in my life and whether it's more useful to be angry or more useful to be polite in trying to get people to listen to you.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because we're seeing an increase in transphobia. And it's like, hello, there's kind of something bigger happening out there in the world that we all need to be worried about.
Yeah, but that's why people are focusing on transphobia, right?
Like, because they're too scared.
Yeah, the government's like, let's look over here so that we can do all of this awful stuff over here instead.
Let's pick on something, you know, something small.
Yeah.
It's absolutely terrible. Just on that, how are you finding the anger? What's the power in anger for you?
It's actually been really good. This show has been pretty therapeutic for me.
You seem very calm and relaxed.
Yeah. I think people find it quite funny for me to say, like, I'm a really angry, petty person, because I do present as quite chill. But when you don't see me, I can go into, because I don't process this anger anywhere else. When someone like bumps into me on the street or something, or like man spreads a bit too wide or something, I'm always so riled up. And I think that's where I put my anger. Like, I take it out on strangers.
I want to wheel in a man now and just
deck him.
What other things irritate you?
So, you know, when people walk towards you like five abreast?
Oh!
And they don't move?
They don't move.
And you have to like...
I just stop dead still.
And do you tut?
No, I just
stop. The British thing is we tut loudly.
Do you?
Yeah, Richter scale tutting.
I just don't do anything. I just stop. And they're forced to break apart.
That's really baller. Do they notice you?
They do. Because that's sort of like...
you make them. I make them. Horrid. I hate it. What's the other one? I hate when people play music out loud on their phone on the bus. That's quite a big phenomenon in the UK.
What if they're talking out loud on their phone?
It's different, isn't it? Because like if someone's having like a conversation on the bus with a friend, you don't mind as much as them when they're on their phone. I wonder why that is. Is it because they're louder?
Maybe. It's on the phone. What if they're having relationship problems? You're hearing about it. Is that interesting?
I quite like that. Yeah.
You like that? Yeah, I don't
mind. Yeah, I'd be like, speak a bit louder. Like, dump him! Now, you're better than that.
Do your audience get to vent their anger as well when they're at the show?
No.
So they come out. So you transfer.
Yeah, I just give it to them.
You give it to them.
You go deal with this now. No, I try and make it. All my shows, I'm like, you know, I like them to have a bit of a message, but not too much. It's like predominantly I want the audience to laugh. If I want to make a message and I can't make it funny, it gets dropped.
Now, going from the Edinburgh Fringe to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, what do you think of it, the MICF?
I love it. It's amazing. They treat you so good. They like fly you out and are nice to you. Whereas Edinburgh is just like this sort of like, you know, this kind of meat factory that's just like churning out shows, and you know, it's very stressful and feels like this sort of bubble that's been filled with like noxious gas, whereas this feels like a bubble that's been filled with like poppers or something. It's just lovely.
Chloe, I love it. I can't wait to see it. The show is called If You Can't Say Anything Nice. You can catch Chloe at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Chloe, thank you for coming into Joy
Thanks
Drive.
Thanks for having me.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.